This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour of the show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. They'll make sure you're fully insured, and they will make sure that you will get the best price possible. They'll save you money wherever they can. It is all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Joined now by the outstanding... and in capital letters, outstanding. Nate Bauer, sir, welcome.
Oof, what an introduction. Thanks for having me.
We specialize in that, by the way. After that, the interviews go downhill.
That's right. So, I'm planning on making it that way.
It is a relatively quiet day. Publicly on the portal front. But the portal is interesting in terms of roster management. So how can you stay at 85 but not lose everybody is an interesting formula in today's NIL world. Can you explain, sir?
It is, and I'm so glad you asked, and I can. You stay at 85 by not staying at 85.
That's right.
The rules don't matter. And effectively what you do is you offer a package, right? I'm doing the air quotes.
Yep.
You offer packages to players and their families to effectively compensate you to the equivalent or more of what you would receive in benefits as a full scholarship athlete.
Yep.
And the thing that I think most people don't understand is that's already been the case for years.
Yes, it is.
Certainly in other places, right? It is. I made the comparison earlier this week. It's a little bit like tax season. Right, where if you've got a good accountant, they can figure it out. Right, they figure out the numbers. They know how to work the system a little bit. Well, as it stands, if you look across college athletics, you know, wrestling, for instance, right, is splitting up effectively.
Yeah.
What is it, Steve? Nine scholarships.
It's 9.9. 9.9, okay. And there are a lot of eighths, quarters, halves, thirds.
Yep. And so what happens? People don't know this. College athletes get a check, right, to reimburse them for effectively the maximum cost of whatever it is, right? So room and board, for instance.
Yep.
And what you already see is players live off campus because it's cheaper than living on campus, and you are able to spend that money as you want. It's almost like being reimbursed by insurance after an accident, right?
You get the value of the car, right?
But you don't have to spend that money on a new car. Right?
You get a stipend.
Correct.
Right, it's a stipend, and for those who have wondered over that,
you already have that scenario, and now you're adding to it. All right, well, with NIL, you are able to massage it as you want, and basically just say, okay, you're at 85. Here are the 85 full scholarships by the letter of the law for the NCAA, and it's, you know, bylaws. You fulfill that. However, for anybody who may have been a walk-on before and then becomes a scholarship person, and then you can bump them back off to not being on scholarship and give them a package that effectively meets whatever that number is. So it is, right. It's just, you know, this
well,
the notion of having to hit 85 at this point is a relic. It's kind of a quaint way of thinking about it.
Sure. For those who have wondered over the years, gee, why have some players driven to the bowl game?
Yes.
Because you get a number based on your distance, and you can get there any way you wish within that number. And whatever you don't, you get to keep. Okay?
Including the closest airport. And so if you are not located, if your hometown is not located near a major metropolitan airport, your payout is at times larger than others.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of those, unless you're around it, you don't know it. How about that? That's why this is a revelation for some people, but it's not really a revelation. So you have to have the difficult conversations, and then at this point, the conversation is going to be, okay, we can work it out on this end, but do you want to stay based on the honest conversation of where you are at this hour on the depth chart?
Correct.
And that's where the conversation comes in.
Yeah, and I think that if you listened closely to some of what James Franklin said this spring, and maybe I just noticed it for the first time more than other springs, but he was so intentional about not laying out a public pecking order at really any position, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are not trying to hide necessarily where players are. They know, they have an idea, right? You get an idea of what the your position coach thinks.
Of course you do. Right. Believe me. All right. I mean, we're standing there every day. We get a general idea. How about that?
Sure. But at the same time, you're encouraging competition so much.
Yep.
Because you want to make as many players in your program feel that they are valued, right? You don't want to lose players. Like, by and large, I think the number you used the other day was 99%, right? 99% of the conversations are honest and truthful and forthcoming. But at the same time, you're not trying to run most of these guys off. Like, and I'm sure that there are Penn State fans out there who can think of a player or two who, okay, you know, maybe it's time to move on, or you've been passed by on the depth chart, what have you. Overwhelmingly, you're trying to keep those guys.
Sure.
You want that depth. You want those players. You want the opportunity. You think of it as an investment, right? If the transfer portal has upended the notion of investing, because you have put literally money, time, effort, all of that into developing these players. And so you're trying to create conditions where it says, hey, you are part of this. You're actively involved, and wait it out, right? Continue to develop through the summer, get to the preseason, and then you actually compete for spots. You actually get to see, kind of where things play out, because a lot of times you think you know in the spring what the top of the depth chart looks like, and it can change. It can change by the middle of August.
Of course it can. Let's give you a prime example of a guy that improved his lot in the spring, and that's Adavia Collins. He improved his lot in the spring by what he did. Okay, well, now he's out there competing for playing time. Now let's swing it the other way. I'm sure as a special teams player, Penn State would love to keep a Malik Mega, but he's been here 4 years, but he hasn't been consistent enough as a wide receiver to break through in the rotation, so thus he's going to go and try and play someplace else.
Yep. No, so that's those are the conversations that you have, and then, you know, I don't know if you want to go in this direction or not, but then you have obviously Keandre Lambert-Smith in a different direction,
yeah,
which is I'm just going to echo what Franklin said on Saturday, and his words were his concern that college football, which he believes is transformational, right? Transformational relationships has become too transactional, and there are at times imbalances between the program's perception of value and the player's perception of value. Right?
Yep.
What is my value? And certainly, you've also got an outside market and outside influences that create what I would describe as maybe false marketplaces, right? False values, right? That give people inflated views. But certainly, if the market pays it, the market pays it. But, right. You know, if you're the program and you're kind of intimately familiar with a player and what they bring to the table, you know, so you're not going to be held ransom. You're not going to let yourself be dragged into a situation where you have to overvalue a player and overcompensate a player who really hasn't delivered on that end in terms of their value to the program.
And look, they have people in their ear, and it could be an agent, it could be a parent, right? And trying to think which parent recently in my football basketball experience. Oh, we'll leave it at that for another day. that may have overvalued their child, right? And remember, I said football basketball, so you don't know which one. I think you do. that overvalued and was in the ear, and the said player ended up transferring. Okay, right. As Dick Girardi and I have a saying, two words, yesterday's news.
Yeah. Yeah, you move on.
Yeah.
You move on. That's all you can. I mean, if you're the program, certainly, again, when you've made an investment like that in somebody's development, you're trying to maintain that. You're trying to keep them around because I do think, and this is reflected by, you know, kind of insight in both sports. And you see this with the numbers. There are so many more players that enter the portal than find homes.
That's right. I talk about this all the time. I always love when I hear somebody say, now, if the player went on their own, I'm going, my value's greater. I'm going, I want to start. And then they don't find a spot. And I've had people say, they need to do something for those kids. Like, excuse me, but no. I said, if it's you going from business to business, are they going to try and find you a spot? No. It's not how it works.
My hesitation with all of this is, at the end of the day, these are still lives being lived. And for literally everyone involved, you don't want it to come off as a comeuppance, right? As though, well, you thought too highly of yourself, and so when you put yourself out on the market and you spurned the people that invested in you, you know, we valued you more than anybody else does. I don't think anybody hopes for that, right?
Right.
You hope that these guys can land on their feet and find opportunities. And if somebody is willing to pay them more or is willing to value them more, then great for them. That's a great step. But there's a cautionary side of this, right? And it's a balance to be had of what are you actually delivering? Because, again, And I think that this is fairly universal. Most programs at this point have policies that are very plainly spelled out that if you go into the portal, that's it. You're not coming back.
Yep.
Right? Like there's no, you tested the waters and decided otherwise. It is very rare to see a reconciliation on that end.
Yeah. And I'll give you an example. The last game of the regular season that Penn State played was Michigan State at Ford Field. Harlan Bennett had a as the interim coach, had a policy that if you put your name in the portal, you were done. Do not even show up at the facility. You're finished. That's why they, when they played Penn State, their roster was down because they had enough guys that entered after Mel Tucker left, and his policy as the interim head coach was, you go in, you are not coming back.
Yep. Yep. So. No, it's interesting. We I think that yesterday the atmosphere nationally, right, kind of the national landscape, I would say, of NIL transfer portal expectations, had this anticipation going into it as okay, well, the floodgates are going to open now, and that was not what happened.
No.
Certainly Penn State saw a little bit of movement with Keandre and obviously Malik, but nationally, I think that it has settled somewhat, and certainly there's still time, right? The window goes until April 30th, so there's still time for players to make decisions to enter, but I do think that, the market is figuring out that cautionary side of things it is not a guarantee that you are going to find the fit that you think you are, because it is a flood on the front end where you get interest and you see it, right? Players enter and they hear from a bunch of people. There's a lot of love, and yeah, that's the greatest thing in the world. And then teams do their research. Right?
Yep.
Teams look into you. Teams try to figure things out, right? They actually do the back-end work to find out what kind of a fit you would be. And, the devil you know versus the one you don't often comes into play, and people aren't willing necessarily to take a chance. It's just not worth it.
Yeah. But by the way, just so people know, I know I've mentioned this before, but for people have asked, why is wrestling 9.9? They're like, that doesn't make sense. Years ago, when they rolled back all scholarship limits by 10%, wrestling had been 11. 10% was 1.1, thus it's 9.9. Okay,
yep.
So that's why it's where it is. All right. I have explanations for everything. All right.
I love it.
Basketball front, I believe it was the first two guys that they brought in for official visits, and they're both in.
Yep.
So it was the first two guys they brought in for official visits. They both ended up saying yes to Penn State. They're both front court players at this point. And so just your general thought on where that is at this stage.
Certainly Penn State was prioritizing size. You knew that, right? I mean, Mike Rhodes was just... I think it was a somewhat thrilling but somewhat agonizing first year for him. Just the notion, right? The notion of not being able to compete on the boards, I think, killed him. Right? He's built this reputation as kind of gritty and physical, and that just wasn't the personnel that they had. They weren't able to have that. So, a couple of losses, right? Obviously, Fave Ire left, Demetrius Lilly is out, and Demetrius was, I think, a little bit of a victim of health, right? He wasn't able to stay healthy through his career. He's had problems since he got to Penn State, with some health issues. And so Kachi Enze, I actually don't know how to pronounce his last name. Yeah, so I'm gonna got you.
I when I met him, I asked him. So
yeah. There you go. So he's a guy who I think duplicates a little bit. He mimics a little bit of Lilly. So that is an important pickup to have that aggressiveness, I would say, kind of at the four. People are calling him a center. I don't think he's a center. I think he's more of a power forward.
See, Sean Miller made a major mistake with him. They put on weight. They made him a five. They made him a screener. And Dick Girardi, who saw a lot of him in high school, says, no, that is not who he is.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a backside to this, right? Of Now Penn State has some work to do. there's some developmental work that has to be done to maybe undo a little bit of that and get this kid back on the trajectory that they thought he would have when, obviously, Mike Rhodes was recruiting him in the first place at VCU. And then the second kid, excuse me, Niederhauser, I think he's interesting, right? I'll be curious to see if they think he's an immediate impact kind of guy. I think certainly he helps a little bit in terms of matchup problems. He can stretch the floor a little bit. He makes threes. Yeah. He's not a high percentage 3-point shooter, but he will take some,
right,
and he will make some. I think he's 29.2 last year.
Yeah,
from three.
And not only that, he is primarily right-handed, but actually can finish with some proficiency with his left hand, so it makes him a little more difficult to guard inside.
Yep. So there's some of that size. It's almost, I'm not going to call it a one-to-one, but between Fave and Meech, and now these two guys, you have effectively kind of canceled out the losses, right? And in the process, you're hoping that there's maybe a little bit better fit and a little bit better production than what you saw last year. So now they got two more spots, and Jordan Durkak, for the Merrimack kid, ended up committing to Rutgers. So he was, I believe, the third kid that they had on campus.
Yes.
So now we got to see. now you got to see what the next two spots hold.
Right, and that's what you wait to see. And also, John Rothstein let the cat out of the bag on the Sunshine Tournament in Daytona. So, and which is Thanksgiving week, a Monday, Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. So, and it's Clemson, San Francisco, Keith Ergo's Fordham team, and Penn State.
Okay.
In that one,
I didn't see that.
You're breaking
news to me. I love it.
John put it out. I mean, look, to be honest with you, when I was in Jacksonville at Daytona 2 weeks ago, I told him, I said, start getting tickets now to the Ocean Center. I said, because we're all coming down. I mean, I also had to tell Playfly about it because I've got to do a football game at Minnesota on the 23rd, and I said, look, I'm going to need a flight to Daytona on the 24th, so.
Yeah. Plus the game in Baltimore, Virginia Tech, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be Friday. That's going to be probably Friday the 15th.
So, yeah, it's,
okay. I know it was,
the wheels still move.
Somebody said it was Thursday the 14th. It's Friday the 15th. So, and I think that's a doubleheader. I think the other half is Virginia Villanova.
Exciting time. I'm in.
Yeah.
I can drive to Baltimore.
Well, I know you can. It's a question whether you're going to go. See, I got to go to Purdue.
You know what? Of all the places that I don't mind not going to, sorry, Lafayette, but you're on the list.
People in West Lafayette, though, speak very highly of you.
I know.
Enjoyed it. By the way, what's your handicap right now?
You know what? I shot 80 yesterday, so we're working on it. We're trying to get it back. One day
those six shots better than me. Not bad.
Nope.
All right.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.